Ben Ishchai Shana Shniya, the Pticha to Parashat Toledot. His opening remarks in Parashat Toledot. And he begins with the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gave Yaakov as he was sending him off to get married in Padan Aram. So this is not from the bracha that was, you know, the famous bracha V'yiten Chaylukim. This is from the bracha that he gave him afterwards, after Rivka told Yitzchak, we need to send Yaakov to get married, you know, from my family. Katzti b'chayai mipenei berotchet. Yitzchak Avinu concurred, and he called upon Yaakov, and he told him, Ve'el Shaddai yevarech otcha v'yafrecha v'yarbecha v'hayita likal amim. And Hashem should bless you, and He should make you fruitful and multiply, and you should be likal amim, to a congregation of nations, which is what Yaakov Avinu became with the 12 Shvatim. The 12 Shvatim are referred to as nations in the Torah, right? What's the pasuk in Parashat Vezota Beracha? Vezota Beracha, Amim Har Yikrau. And the Amim means the Shvatim. So let's see what the Ben Ish Chai says. Ve'el Shaddai Yevarech Otcha. נראה לי בסייעתא דשמיא, הנה ברכה זו שברך יצחק את יעקב באחרונה, this ברכה that יצחק blessed יעקב. At the end of the parasha, מתחלת באות וו ומסיימת באות מם. The ברכה begins with the letter וו, and it ends with the letter מם, right? ואל שדי, יברך אותך ויפרך וירבך והיית לי קהל, עמים. It ends with a mem. רמז, this is a hint, למילוי שם הוויה דיודין, שעולה מספר ממוו. As you know, there are four variations mainly of the name of Hashem. So, right, there's Av, Sag, Ma, Ben. Right, when you are ממלא דאותיות, when you fill in the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, so there are various ways of doing it. One of the ways is called Milui Yudin, which means if you take Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, how do you fill it? Yud Vav Dalet. If you take He, how do you fill it? So there are a few ways. In the one of Milui De Yudin, of the Yuds, you write He Yud. And then Vav is not Vav Ale Vav or Vav Vav, it's Vav Yud Vav. And then the second Hey, Hey Yud. All right? By the way, if you add the numerical value of all those letters, it'll come out to 72. So that's the Shem Ein Bet. 72 is Havaya Bemilui Yudin. This is not the first time you heard this, I'm sure. Right? So if you take Yud, Vav, Dalet, and He, and Yud, and Vav, and Yud, and Vav, and He, and Yud, all that adds up to 72. Now the Ben Ish Chai, Zechuto Tegen Alenu, is saying, the gematria of the Miluyim alone, which means leave the main letters, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, put them aside for a second, just take the letters of the fill-ins, right? So the Vav, Dalet of Yud, the Yud of He, the Yud Vav of Vav, and once again the Yud of He, just add up the Milui, it will come out to 46. That's Mem Vav. Says the Ben Ish Chai, the fact that this bracha begins with a Vav and ends with a Mem is hinting to the Milui of the Shem Havaya B'Milui Yudin. So that's Mem Vav. Which letters did we skip, remember? We skipped the first letters. That's the Yud and the He and the Vav and the He. That's 26, right? Obviously 46 plus 26 adds up to 72, as I told you. So we have Ve'el Shaddai Yevarech Otcha V'Yafrecha V'Yarbecha V'Hayita Likal Amim begins with the Vav and ends with the Mem. That's a remez to the Milui of Shem Havaya. Aval bracha rishona. What about the first bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov Avinu? The famous one, the V'yiten lecha Elokim, the one that he tricked Esav out of. So that bracha, matchelet be'od vav, umsayemet be'od kaf. Right? It starts with a vav, obviously, V'yiten lecha Elokim. And you fast forward all the way to the end, orerecha arur, arur umvarechecha baruch. So what's the last letter of that bracha? Chaf. Right? Baruch, the last letter, chaf. So you take the first is a vav, the last letter is a chaf, harekav vav, that's 26, keminyan shem havaya kipshuto. So the first bracha takes care of the 26. That's the number of the letters of Yudke Vavke. And the second bracha is the milui of Yudke Vavke, that's the 46. So beautiful. Nimtza, it comes out. Techila berecho keneged mispara pashut. So it comes out that the first bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov corresponded to the mispara pashut, to the simple number of the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is 26. Ve'achar kach berecho keneged mispar hamilui shehu mem vav. And then it's as if to say, Yitzchak Avinu said, let me fill in the bracha I gave you before. Let me give you the inside of that bracha. And he blessed him with a bracha keneged the 46, right? The vav and the mem, which is milui. Dehu milui ayin bet she'ole chesed, which is the milui of the name of Hashem, which is ayin bet, which means 72. And 72 is numerical value with the word chesed. Chet is 8, samech is 60, dalet is 4, that's 72. Remember, havaya de milui yudin is begematria chesed. So that takes us to a whole new, outlook on the two brachot that Yitzchak Avinu gave Yaakov Avinu. It was the Havaya beminyan pashut, and then he filled it in with the minyan of the milui. All together was a bracha of chesed. V'yadu ama shekatu bazor hakadosh beparashazo, the Yaakov v'zaro lo nishtamshu ba'olam hazeh ela rak bibracha acharona shel Yitzchak. V'hizo. Zohar HaKadosh tells us, in truth of the matter, Yaakov and his descendants, who are his descendants? That's us, right here, right? Yaakov v'zar'o. In this world, we only use up the bracha acharona of Yitzchak. The second bracha, the bracha of El Shaddai Yevarech Otcha. Which is this, Vehizo, this one, this pasuk. Aval bracha rishona shmura nimot ha-mashiach. The first bracha of Yiten lecha Elohim, Yital ha-shamayim u-mishmane ha-aretz, v'rov dagan v'tirosh, ya'avdu ha-amim, v'shtachavu lecha le-umim, v'gevir le-achecha, v'shtachavu lecha b'nei-imecha, orerecha arum, v'arechecha baruch. That bracha is limot ha-mashiach. The kiyum, the ultimate fulfillment of that first bracha is only going to be in the days of Mashiach. Okay, another interesting fact. With this, the Ben Ish Chai, Kedarko BaKodesh, is going to take a pasuk and show us a hint. It says in Tehilim Kaftet, I think you'll find this pasuk familiar. Hashem oz le'amo iten, Hashem yevarech et amo v'shalom. Right? Hashem gives strength to his people, to his nation. Hashem blesses his nation with shalom. He says, if you take the word shalom, listen to this Aviel, you're going to love it. Chalek tevat shalom. Take the word shalom, split it into two. Shin lamed vav mem. Chalek tevat shalom lishtayim. Ukriba shel vav mem. See that? If you split shalom into two pieces, shin lamed is shel vav mem. Of 46. Klomar yevarechem ata bizman hazeh bebracha shel vav mem. Hear what the pasuk says: Hashem yevarech et amo ba, with what? With the bracha shel vav mem, the bracha of 46. Which bracha is the 46? Shei bracha shel ve'el Shaddai. That's the last bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. Amatcheret beod vav umsayemet beod mem, which began with vav and ended with mem. Beautiful. Ubaze yuvam b'siyata dishmaya remez akatu. Also, we can understand the hint of another pasuk. What does it say in Az Yashir? Tevi'emo v'titaemo behar nachalatecha. Machon leshivtecha pa'alta havaya, pa'alta Hashem. So keribe, if you take those first two words, tevi'emo v'titaemo, you can read it, tavi mem vav v'tita mem vav, right? You'll bring 46 and you will plant 46. Dehainu birkat ve'el Shaddai. That's referring, that's hinting to the bracha of El Shaddai, Sheroshav Vav Vesofa Mem, that begins with Vav and Mem. So that's Tevi'emo Vetitaemo. When and where? Behar Nachalatecha. In the mountain of your inheritance, which is referring to the Bet HaMikdash, but it's referring to the Bet HaMikdash before Mashiach comes, the first two. Rotze lomar kodem biyat Mashiach, she'az nachalatecha, she'u Bet HaMikdash nikra har. Before the Mashiach, the Bate Mikdash are called a mountain. Behar Nachalatecha. So Tevi'emo v'titaemo, when does Hashem give us the bracha of Memvav? That's before Biat Mashiach, when it's Behar Nachalatecha. But Ach Kesheye Machon Leshivtecha. But when the Mikdash of Hashem is going to be Machon Leshivtecha. Machon Milashon Konenut, Kan. That means it will be well-founded, well-based, it will be established. Shebayit Shlishi Nikra Bayit. The third Bet HaMikdash, which will come in the time of Mashiach, is referred to as a Bayit, which has a foundation. As then, Machon Leshivtecha, Pa'alta Yudke Vavke. Then Hashem, you will activate the bracha of 26. Klomar Tif'al Bibracha HaRishona Shel V'yiten Lecha Elokim. Then you're going to bless us with that ultimate bracha, the first one that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, which began with a vav and ended with a chaf, sheroshav vav esufakav keminyan shimcha, which is the numerical value of your name, havaya. Isn't that beautiful? Tevi'emo v'titaemo, that's behar nachalatecha. But when the time of machon leshivtecha comes, then it's going to be pa'alta yud kevavke. Ve'amal, and it states in this bracha, after that pasuk, after Ve'el Shaddai Yivarech Otcha, V'yafrecha V'yarbecha V'yitek Likalamim, so what does it say there? Yitzchak added to Yaakov, and he said like this, I always found it fascinating, Yitzchak is blessing Yaakov, and it's as if he himself is non-existent. He says, V'yiten necha et berkat Avraham, Hashem should bless you with the bracha of my father Avraham. Yitzchak was so self-evasive. He was like, Imamash, he wasn't kind. He said, Hashem should bless you with the bracha of Abraham. So the Ben Ish Chai is explaining, what's this emphasis? Why did Yitzchak say, Dafka with the bracha of Abraham? Lefi sheYitzchak midato gevura. Because Yitzchak, his midah is gevura. As we know, Abraham is chesed. Yitzchak is gevura. Yaakov is tiferet. So Yitzchak, his midah was gevura. His strength, his din. Shehi midat laila, which is the midah that corresponds to nighttime. That's why in the nighttime of Shabbat, right, we say Yitzchak Avinu alav Shalom ba'al seuda. Whereas in the daytime, Avraham, the daytime is midat achesed. We say Avraham Avinu ba'al seuda. So he says, since Yitzchak is midah is gvura, shehi midat laila, v'yesh leumot haolam yenika mimena. The umot haolam, the nations of the world derive nourishment from the Midah of Gvura, from the left side of the Sefirot, from the Midah of Gvura. The Umot HaOlam get nourishment from that side. They have a Shayachut to that side. Ach Avraham Midato Chesed, Shu Midat Hayom. Avraham is the Midah of Chesed, and he's the Midah of daytime. Ve'en le'umot HaOlam yenika mimenu. And the Umot HaOlam are not yonek from the right side, from the Sefirah of Chesed of Avraham Avinu. That's why Yitzchak told Yaakov, even though I am the one who is blessing you, Yitzchak tells Yaakov, and I am Gevura, and I am giving you a blessing. But don't worry, Yaakov, don't worry. Hineni omer lecha, I am telling you, sheiten lecha birkat Avraham. I am hereby conferring upon you the bracha of my father Avraham, Shehu HaChesed, which is Midat Hayom. How do we know he's midat hayom? Rabotai, this is the pasuk that we are learning in Psachim. Kemo she'ne'emam vayashkem Avraham baboker. Right? It's not stam, it's not by accident, it's not random. That it says a few times about, remember? It says vayashkem Avraham baboker by Akedat Yitzchak, vayashkem Avraham baboker by Sedom, and elsewhere. So why? Why baboker? That's midat hayom, midat hachesed, which Avraham Avinu was the merkava of midat hachesed in this world. So therefore, he says, "Ve'iten lecha birkat Avraham." Hashem should give you the bracha of Avraham. What's so special about it? Lecha ulezaracha itach. This is exclusive. It's to you and your descendants. Nobody else. Ki mize en yenika lezulatchem. From Avraham, from the bracha from Chesed, the umot haolam don't have a yenika. They don't have nourishment from that side. Ela yu lecha levadecha ve'en nezarim itachem. It's exclusively to you, and no foreigners take away from that blessing. Shehi hashpa'a me'ula u'gdola. That is a great shefa of a bracha that is given to Am Yisrael. And he says like this, and here the Ben Ish Chai, in his beautiful way, takes the sharp turn back into Ilchot Shabbat. Da'filu b'Shabbat shekulo kodesh. It's a very important concept to know. That even b'Shabbat Kodesh, Shabbat is the holiest day of the week, but even Shabbat, the day of Shabbat is broken down into two parts. There is the Kedusha of the night, and there is the Kedusha of the day. He says, Yesh ma'ala gedola betosefet nefesh ruach neshama shel hayom al tosefet nefesh ruach uneshama shel halayla. Remember, we spoke last time about the tosefet nefesh ruach uneshama that we're mekabel in Kabbalat Shabbat, in the nighttime. But then we have to do it all over again in the morning. There's a whole renewed acceptance of Tosefet Nefesh Ruach Neshama, the Bechinat Yom. Because the Bechina of Laila, that's one thing. That's Keneged Din, that's Keneged Gvura, that's Nukva. Whereas the Bechina of Nefesh Ruach Neshama of the daytime, that's Bebechinat Chesed. That's Dukhra, that's Ze'er Anpin, ki zo bechinat Nukba, v'zo bechinat Dukhra. Remember, the Nukba is Malchut, and the Dukhra is the Ze'er Anpin. So therefore, he says, that's the same thing that we just said, ve'iten lecha birkat Avraham, Yitzchak Avinu was careful to give Yaakov Avinu, the bracha of Avraham, which is keneged, the midah of chesed, midat hayom, so too on Shabbat, there's also Midat Laila and Midat Yom. And therefore, just like in Midat HaLaila, we accept the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, in Yom, we accept the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, Bechinat Yom. When does that acceptance take place? So let's learn Halakha Aleph. HaTosefet Shel Nefesh Ruach Neshama De Bechinat Laila Kvar Be'arno Mikom Kabbalatam. We already explained previously, right, in Parashat Vayera, where we receive Nefesh Ruach Neshama of the nighttime. That's by Boikala, by Barichu, and by Ufros Alenu. Now the Ben Ish Chai wants to reveal to us, where do we receive the Tosefet Nefesh Ruach Neshama de Bechinat Yom, Shehem Me'ulim Ugdolim Min HaLaila, which is on a higher level, as we just saw in the Akdama, as, on a higher level than the Nefesh Ruach Neshama of the nighttime. Vehu, we begin the acceptance. Be'amirat Nishmat Kol Chai. That precious moment when we're about to begin Nishmat Kol Chai. We're going to learn now together with Ben Ish Chai what it means to say Nishmat Kol Chai. How to say Nishmat Kol Chai in the morning of Shabbat. It's a precious, precious holy moment. Vehu, be'amirat Nishmat Kol Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is going to share with us a few, what he calls, simple kavanot that any person should have when he's about to and during the first three letters of Nishmat Kol Chai. Number one, Be'amirat Nishmat Kol Chai techaven lehachin atzmecha lekabel ata tosefet nefesh shel hayom. First of all, before you say Nishmat Kol Chai, pause for a moment. Have in mind, I am hereby about to accept the Tosefet Nefesh of the Yom of Shabbat. Beautiful. That's Kavanah number one. Kavanah number two. Gam tzarich shetechaven berashe tevot nishmat kol chai. Says the Ben Ish Chai, have in mind the rashe tevot of those three words. Nishmat Kol Chai, Nun Kaf Chet. Ole Mispar Shelosha Havayot. Nun is 50, Kaf is 20, Chet is 8, that's 78. 78 is 3 times 26. That's 3 Havayot. What that signifies, we won't get into right now. But just that's enough to have that in mind. Nishmat Kol Chai, to have in mind, that's Rashi Tevot Gemata is 78, which is 3 Havayot. That's the second Kavanah. The third Kavanah, V'gam Techaven, Kol Chai, those two words, Kol Chai, Kol is 50, Chai is 18, 50 plus 18 is what? 68. 68 is a very important number in our lives, Rabotai, and I mean that literally because it's V'gematayah Chaim. So 68 is the following, Ole Mispar Ehye Havaya Ehye. The three names, one Ehye, one Havaya, and then again Ehye. These three names, if you add the numerical value of them, comes out 21 plus 26 plus 21, altogether that's 68. Vehe Mispar Chaim, and that is altogether the numerical value of the word Chaim. Now, what's so important about this Kavana? Why is it when I say Kol Chai, I have to have in mind that it's 68 and that it's connected these three names of Hashem, two times the name Ehye and one time Havaya. What's this? V'kavanot elu hem tmurat ha-tefilin. These kavanot are instead of wearing tefilin. You know, when we put on the tefilin shel Rosh, it's a good idea from time to time when you hold the tefilin shel Rosh, picture in your mind, Ehye, Havaya, Ehye, these three names. The Ari HaKadosh says, that's the Kavanah of Tfilin Shel Rosh. So he says, Kol Chai, in Nishmat Kol Chai, this Kavanah that we have, which is Keneged, the three names, which is Ole, 68, that's instead of wearing Tefillin. You just, on Shabbat, for 1 second, you just touched on wearing Tefillin. Ki em soda Tefillin anikraim Chaye HaMelech. Al pi Kabbalah, Tefillin is called Chaye HaMelech. So that's why it corresponds to these three names that have the numerical value of Chayim. Ukmo shekatuv bedivrei Rabbeinu Arizal, as is taught in the workings of Rabbeinu Ari. Now listen to what he brings down here from a great acharon of the Sfaradim, Rabbi David Pardo. V'katav Rav Morenu Rabbi David Pardo b'michtam leDavid. He wrote many Sfarim. One of his Sfarim, he called it Michtam leDavid. In Siman Yud Gimel, he says like this, listen to this, Rabotai. Haba lomar kriyat shema b'shabbat, ve'lo amar techila nishmat kol chai. Someone who reads kriyat shema on Shabbat, but he skipped over nishmat kol chai, he came late, whatever it is, he just started with shema. He didn't do nishmat kol chai. Dome k'tzat lefi sodo, in accordance with the sod ha'inyan, according to Kabbalah, it's similar in a way, to an extent, l'kore kriyat shema b'lo tefillin. Like a person who reads kriyat shema. Now we know it's a halacha meforeshet from the Gemara in Masechet Brachot in the second perek. Kol ha'kore kriyat shema b'lo tefillin areu keilu me'id edut sheker. We're not supposed to read kriyat shema without tefillin. It's like you're giving false testimony. Imagine a guy saying k'shartam lo'ot al yadecha. And there's no lo le'ot al yadav ve'lo al ha'rosh shelo. There's nothing. That, what kind of edut is that? So that's edut sheker. So he says, al pi asod, one who reads kriyat shema on Shabbat without first saying nishmat kol chai, it's like kriyat shema without tefillin. Why? Kol chai is keneged the wearing of tefillin. Wow. Belachen, tzarich liizayer bechavanot elu afilu adam pashut. You hear what the Ben Ish Chai says? I love this. I love when he says this. He says, nobody could get humble on us right here. He says, well, someone, okay, it's not for me. What am I all of a sudden? Says the Ben Ish Chai, no. What do you think you are? You're Pashut? This is even for Adam Pashut. Tzarich lizaher bekavanot elu. You have to have this kavanot, even if you're Adam Pashut. So far, how many kavanot do we have? First of all, before you say, have in mind, I'm about to receive Tosefet Nefesh Devchinat Hayom. And then the Kavanah of Nishmat Kol Chai is Rashi Tevot 78, which is 3 Havayot. And then Kol Chai is Begematria 68, which is like wearing Tefillin, which is Begematria Ehye Havaya Ehye, which is Begematria Chaim. And then he says a fourth Kavanah. He's not done yet, Rabotai. כי he says גם יכוון באמירת נשמת כל חי להמשיך תוספת קדושת שבת בעולם היצירה. He says when you say נשמת כל חי, have in mind you're bringing, you're drawing forth a tosefet, an addition of kedusha of Shabbat into the world of Yetzira. As we know, you know, every day the tefillah of Shachrit is split into four parts corresponding to the four worlds, right? From the beginning of Korbanot up until Baruch Shamah is keneged olam ha'asiyah. From Hashem Melech, I'm sorry, from Baruch Shamah until Yotzer, it's keneged olam ha'yetzira. So the psuke de zimra portion of tefillat Shachrit is keneged olam ha'yetzira. Then from Yotzer to the Amidah is Bria, and then the Amidah is in olam ha'atzilut. So Nishmat Kol Chayei Shabbat is still in the middle of Psuke de Zimra. So that means we're still in the middle of the tikkun of what? Of Olam HaYetzira. When we say Nishmat Kol Chayei, we have to have in mind to bring a tosefet of Kedusha, what? Into Olam HaYetzira. So that's a fourth kavana. Ki tikkun Nishmat Kol Chayei hu beseder hazmirot shehem ba-yetzira. וזו הכוונה צריך לכוון אותה מלבד אותה שכתבנו לכוון באמירת נשמת כל חי לקבל תוספת נפש יתרה דבחינת היום. He says this כוונה is separate from the כוונה that we said before, that to receive upon yourself the תוספת נפש of בחינת היום. That's in regards to yourself. But what you're מתקן yourself but not מתקן עולם? You have to be מתקן עולם היצירה. So this, to have kavana when you say Nishmat Kol Chai, that you're adding Kedushat Shabbat into Olam HaYetzira. Ben Ish Chai says, I know I gave you a lot of homework. So he says, V'tov she'adam yirshom kol kavanot elu basidur shebiyado. Ben Ish Chai says, it's a good idea, take a pencil and write all these kavanot in your sidur, kedesh she'tiye kavanatam benakel alav, so that it should be handy, it should be easy for you to think of these things when you say it. Ki kol ze tzarich lechaven b'shalosh tevot elu, because after all, I gave you four big kavanot, all wrapped up into three words, shehem nishmat kol chai, v'ya'arich bahem ad she'ashlim kol kavanot anizkarot bahem. Say those three words, extend them, stretch them out, say them slowly, to give you ample time to think of these four kavanot. A good sidur, there are some good sidurim out there that have those kavanot printed out for you on the spot of Nishmat Kol Chayei.